VOA News.
I'm Christopher Cruz reporting.
British Prime Minister Theresa May has made headway in Europe on her Brexit deal, but at home, a political rival is strongly criticizing a draft political agreement. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Following a round of talks with European leaders, May says the draft political declaration on future relations after Brexit lays the groundwork for a trade agreement with the bloc, as well as allowing Britain to forge deals with other countries. She says the draft under consideration represents the right deal for Britain, but she faces an uphill struggle with lawmakers. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn says the deal represents the worst of all worlds and that Britain will have no say over EU rules. It's unlikely Theresa May can rely on Labour lawmakers' support.
The deal must also be approved by the leaders of the individual EU states at a special EU Council meeting on Sunday. President Trump is threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Migrants are camping out in Tijuana, Mexico at the border. They have traveled there from Central America.
They have records. They have some very substantial criminal records, some very bad criminal records.
The president says it's a really bad situation there.
There are fistfights all over the streets. They're starting fistfights. They said these are not like normal, innocent people.
And if it's determined Mexico can't control it, the president says the U.S. will shut down the border.
The whole border. I mean the whole border.
And how far will the military go?
If they have to, they're going to use lethal force. I've given the okay. Yeah, if they have to, I hope they don't have to.
The president says he has no choice because you are dealing with rough people.
Chinese state media say at least 5 people were killed and 18 injured Thursday when a car plowed into a crowd of children outside a primary school in a northeastern city. This is VOA News. Americans on Thursday celebrated Thanksgiving, but it was a difficult day for thousands of Californians affected by the worst wildfires in the state's history. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports heavy rains are expected to make search and recovery efforts difficult because of the danger of flash floods and mudslides.
Rain is hampering the slow process of sifting through ash in the community of Paradise, where just 2 more victims' remains were found yesterday.
Bringing the total number of fatalities to date to 83.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says more than 800 searchers will work as long as they can, and they're not taking a holiday.
All of those individuals understand the importance of that mission.
They're also guarding against looting, which has become a problem. Paradise Town Manager Lauren Gill says they're hosting a holiday meal for the community and hopes the displaced, the grieving, and the overwhelmed can cling to hope for the future.
We will build a better, stronger community. And an even more beautiful paradise.
As expected, the board of directors of